All right, we're on. Kicking it. All right, let's mute everybody. And cool, welcome to call number 6 in the Dow Badass Coaching Call Series. I'm excited to have everyone on the line today. This is Connor, and we've got Brad as well, your coaches. And yeah, I'm really excited because I'm about to go to Chicago tomorrow for our Chicago program this weekend. So what's up to anyone on the call who's going to be in Chicago? I'm excited to meet you guys. So, we've been talking about a lot of things, kind of layering them on top of each other, kind of trying to build this brick by brick as to what you should be working on before and after boot camps. And today, what we want to talk about is how to get a girl's number. So, if you've been listening to the calls, if not, you can catch up on the page that I sent out, and then I'll keep sending it out with each email that says, as we get new guys, we can keep on having everyone catch up on previous calls. But if you've been doing everything correctly so far, it means you're going out, you're warming yourself up, getting into the zone, getting in state, as we say, doing drive-bys, you're bantering, you're talking to people, you're being a sociable guy. And let's say you've approached a cute girl. She's giving you signs that she's attracted to you, that we talked about. She's twirling her hair, smiling, laughing, touching you, qualifying herself, all things that we've talked about already. And so you're sitting there like, wow, this is going really well. This girl's cute. She's into me. I'm really excited. And if you're like most guys, this question sort of looming over you as to how do I get her number? Where do I go from here? How do I get this girl? Give me her phone number. And you know, some guys have an easy time doing this. Some guys don't. You know, I know that before I started getting into this, I definitely saw this as kind of a big hurdle to get over. Kind of like a big checkpoint in the interaction, if you will. And you know that the girl likes you, you know there's nothing wrong with asking for her number, but it's still kind of a moment that can make you nervous. So what we just want to talk about today is the best, smoothest, easiest way to do it. Once you learn how to do this, you won't even think about getting numbers anymore. It'll just happen naturally, like you didn't even think about it, which is how it should be. So here's how you do it. You know, first, I'd say that you don't want to do what most guys do, which is to wait until the end of the interaction. You know, you'll be talking to her, you'll start to run out of things to say, or she'll start to, her attention might start to wander, or for whatever reason, the interaction starts to fizzle out. And then you think, oh crap, I'm losing this girl. Well, hey, I should get her number so I can see her again later. And you go for the number, and she gives it to you, and then you say bye. And she does give it to you. It's not the best position to be in, because her last impression of you is going to be something of kind of awkwardness or low energy or something. It's going to be, you're going to be catching her as the interaction is dying out and getting her number, and that's what she's going to remember about it, which you don't want. You know, you want her to remember how much she liked you and how attractive you were and how much fun you guys were having together. So the best way to do it that we found is to go for her number right at a high point in the interaction. She's laughing, she's enjoying your company, you're having a great time, and there's absolutely no reason why she would not want to hang out with you later because she's loving you, you know? At that point, at a high point in the middle of the interaction, you just pull out your phone, you dial up the part where you put her number, and just hand it to her. And just say, hey, put your number in here. That's literally all you have to do. And if she's smiling, she's laughing, she's having fun, it makes perfect sense for her to say, yeah, of course I'll give you my number. Like, that makes perfect sense. We're having a great time. Why wouldn't I want to? And it's important, I'm going to give you a couple notes here on how to do this right. It's very important that you don't ask for it. You know, I used to kind of ask for permission. I used to think, you know, I used to not view myself as an attractive guy or who would be worthy of her attention. And so I would be sort of asking her permission, saying, oh, would it be all right if I took your phone number and maybe I could kick you out later, you know? You don't ever want to ask for permission. That just communicates that you're lower value than she is. And a number is really not that big of a deal. It should just be sort of assumed, just like we've talked about assuming attraction. You know, you should assume she's attracted to you. You should assume that, of course, she should give you a number. And the cool thing about that is that when you assume that, it just happens. You know, she does. She'll follow your lead. So you don't ask for permission. You just tell her, here, put your number in here. And you make it as easy as possible for that to happen. So you dial up the part where you add a phone number, you get it ready, and then you just put it right in front of her in a personal space, just like you're handing her a drink or something. And that's what you get there is something called compliance. And you put something in a personal space very close to them, they just feel compelled to take it. An unconscious reaction, we all do it. and you put something there, she'll just take it, and you just tell her, put your number in here. And what's happening is that it's going to be much tougher for her to say, no, I don't want to do this, than to just go along and do it. Not to mention that she's having fun with you, and obviously she's going to want to do it. So you're basically making it as easy and smooth as possible to get a number without it being a big deal, and without her putting up any objections to it. It just makes sense, you know?
It's very smooth. If you do it right, she won't even realize, like, I just gave this guy my number. She'll just be like, cool, yeah, that was normal. That was supposed to happen. Just what you want. If you need to say anything more than put your number in here, if she's hesitant at all or you don't feel comfortable just telling her to do it, you can make up a reason. Say, wow, you're really fun. You know, we've got to keep in touch after this, you know? Or I'm having a party on Friday. You should come. Give me your number. I'm going to this thing on Thursday. You should come. Give me your number. You could also come up with a reason. You know, girls, especially when a girl's attracted to you, she'll drop hints all day for you to ask her out, and she'll sort of give you opportunities pick up on it. Say you were talking about a certain part of town, like, oh, Chicago. Like, I've never been to this neighborhood. Are you talking about sushi or a place that she's never been, or something that she's wanted to do and you wanted to do? And you can use that as a reason to get her number and say, wow, you know what? We're gonna have to check that out sometime. Put the number in. And it just makes sense. And basically, what you'll learn is that people in general always want to take the path of least resistance. You know, they don't want to do any extra work or thinking. And this isn't like a knock on people and saying that they're lazy or something. This is just how our minds work at a subconscious level. And so what you want to do, just like at any stage of an interaction, is to just remove every possible barrier that could derail the interaction and just make it as easy as possible so that the path of least resistance is what you want, which is a different number. So you're doing all these things, making it so that it's actually a lot more work and it's harder for her to say no than to just go along with it. You know, she's going to feel much more comfortable just putting her number in and wanting to use it. It's just going to be very smooth and it's going to flow naturally, like it's not even a big deal, which once you start getting a lot of numbers, you'll realize it is not a big deal at all. So, a couple notes that I also want to add is that, you know, if you're wondering, should I call her or text her, which is always sometimes a question, you can ask her right there. You know, a lot of girls, I'd say most girls, majority of girls, maybe like 75-80%, prefer texting, especially if they're younger. It's just kind of the accepted way of communicating. It's also convenient and it's low pressure. You know, there's no pressure to respond or have a conversation. I know most guys that I know that are good at this exclusively just text girls. They don't call girls that they've just met. You know, once you get to know her later, calling is okay, but when you just met her and you want to see her again, usually texting is the easiest way to go. But Brad and I were just talking today at lunch, actually. We do know several girls who, for whatever reason or another, say, you know what, if a guy gets my number, I don't respect him unless he has the balls to call me. You know, if he's interested in me, he needs to call me on the phone. And they're all like that. And it can be kind of hard to figure out which kind of girl she is. So what we've been doing a lot lately is actually speak up, you get her number. You know, and you can do it in a playful way. Just say, like a girl who likes to talk for hours on the phone. How when should I call you for our hour-long conversation or something jokey like that? Or, you seem like a girl who's awesome at texting. Are you doing text here? Like, how should we do? What are you going to say? Like, you know, I can never tell. Like, girls like your phone, girls like your text. It's kind of cool. Like, what do you prefer? There's nothing wrong with asking that, and it kind of gets one of those barriers out of the way, which is she does prefer to call or text, and you know, you don't have to run the risk of doing the wrong thing with that one particular phone. What we always do, usually right after getting her number, either right there in person or maybe 10, 20 minutes later, text her so that she has your number and include something clever. So Adam, who's not on the call, is another one of our coaches, told me this awesome one on our last program. He likes to say when he's getting a girl's number, cool, so I'm going to text you. Do you want me to text you something clever or something sexy? And the girl will say, like, something clever, something sexy, or oh, or something. And whatever she says, then Adam will just text her the words, something clever, Adam. And, or something sexy, or folks, or whatever. And it'll be, like, right there, so it's kind of funny. And it's just, like, a funny way of making sure that she has his number, too. because a lot of girls will screen you out later who don't know who it is they're calling. I like to say, I like to text her something like, all right, you got my number now, but only call me once a day, or here's my number, but no talking, or who is this ridiculously handsome guy standing next to you right now? And if she's standing right next to you, it's just funny because she'll read it and laugh, and then she'll remember you in a positive light.
Brad, do you have any cool things you like to do when you get a girl's number?
Definitely when I usually will get their number and then just call them immediately. I don't ask them or anything. I don't say like, oh, can I call you? I just start dialing their number as soon as they put it in. And so that's always like a little bit of a moment there when on some level I want to like kind of see if they're going to give me some fake number or something. But I've never encountered that, but I imagine it probably could happen at some point. It wouldn't be a big deal. But that would just mean that there wasn't enough rapport yet. So I'll call them and then I will basically like, I'll be like, hey, hand me your phone. And, I'll hand them mine and like tell them to put their number, their name in. One thing this is really good for is if you happen to have forgotten their name, cause that happens, you know, when you get into a conversation and you're going back and forth and you might forget their name. Was it Casey or Kelly or Kristen or, oh geez, I don't know. But she's really cool anyways. So that's one thing. It's like, well, could you spell your name? I'm not sure. Blah, blah, blah. They'll put that in there. And then when I'm putting mine in there, I usually just save it as like Brad, super awesome guy, or like super handsome dude, or, you know, sexy, awesome, cool guy or whatever. Like something kind of ridiculous and silly. I save it. And I hand it back to her. Like, I don't let her, like, approve the final thing or whatever. I just save it and hand it back. And then, so then when I text her or call her later, then it'll show up, like, Brad, super awesome guy. And they're like, ha, 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 which is great.
Brad is super awesome.
Yeah.
I gotta stop doing that. That's pretty cool. I know, it's pretty funny sometimes to go through your phone book and see the kinds of last names that you put for people. Sometimes,
yeah.
Like, I think last weekend, when we were talking to those girls at the Misfit, when we got their numbers, I told them, cool, well, I know you obviously remember my first name, but just go ahead and make up a last name for me, and I'm going to make up your last name. And we had a little game of it, like, oh, man, I'm going to come up with something retarded to be your last name. Like, it was funny.
Yeah.
It just makes it, like, a fun little game instead of, like, oh, you have my number, then you're going to ask me out later, and I may respond or not. It's just like,
right.
Haha, we're fun.
Yeah.
You're making it fun, which is always what you want to do, is make everything, like, fun and low pressure and cool, because she's going to remember that later, and what we'll talk about later is when you text her or call her and see her again, how to bring that back, how to reconnect to those emotions that you made her feel the first time, because, you know, when you text her and you want to see her later, all of that depends mostly on how strong your initial interaction was. You can do certain things over text, you know, sort of text game, if you will, but the most important thing is that when you first met her, it was a strong interaction, and these are great ways to sort of make yourself stand out in a unique way so that she'll remember you. Our friend Rob, who's a great texter, said something along the lines of, like, when you text her, you want it to be so that no other guy in her phone could have possibly sent her that. So I don't think any other guy she'd possibly confuse with Brad, super awesome guy. Like, she'll remember that, you know?
Exactly.
I'm looking at my phone right now, and that girl that I met, Brad, at the Misfit on Friday, she liked to do freestyle rapping, which is something that I love doing, and I don't ever meet people who do it. So we were having a little, like, rap battle at the bar. She put her name in as Kylie Ann Hughes. Okay, Flo, what do you know? I put it on the show. Like, I do not have any other girl on my phone who has that last name. And I remember her very specifically when she texted me, you know, like, oh, that girl, yes. So it's cool to put little things in like that because, shit, we all have a million numbers on our phone, and the more numbers you get, the harder it's going to get to track. So you want to sort of put something in there that will remind you specifically of, like, the interaction that you have in our, and, like, specifically why it's fun. Cool.
Yeah,
so I want to
talk about role-playing, too, later, then. That'll play a big role in role-playing, actually, is having little, like, reminders of that experience, like you said.
Yeah, little inside jokes, you know? And
yeah.
This is all laying the groundwork for when you text her later, because you can call those back, and she's going to remember you specifically as opposed to the 10 other guys she met, because, you know, the hard truth is that if she's an attractive girl, you are definitely not the only guy on her phone who's texting her, and you want to stand out in a unique way so she'll remember you as opposed to the 10 other guys who got her number in the same boring way. That she's sort of considering as options, like you're going to stand out as the coolest guy on your phone, you know, which is what you want. Cool. So there's all kinds of, you know, playful, bantery things you can do as you're getting her number. But it's really important that once you've got her number, because you did it in the middle of the interaction at a high point, it's not at the end, you treat it like it's no big deal. You do it all the time, which you should be doing all the time. Like, this isn't... you don't have to act here. You should be getting numbers like this all the time. Like, it's not any big deal to you. And then you want to continue talking to her. You don't want to end on that note. A lot of girls have a bit of a fear that, you know, if they give their number to the guy, he's just going to walk away with it and tell his friend, oh, I got the chick's number, like it's a trophy or something. And if you leave right after getting her number, you're running the risk of something like that. And, you know, one thing that was huge of me to realize when I started doing this is that, you know, we always get a girl's number, and we have this thought in our mind, like, cool, I've got her number. I'm going to go out with her later. But if you met this girl at a bar or an interaction where you're out, like, you got to realize you're already out with her, you know? The number is so that you can see her later in case you get separated, but there's no reason to stop talking to her just because you got her number. Like, a lot of guys are like, cool, I got her number. Now I can ask her out and see her later on set. But the truth is, like, why are you going to ask her out later when you're already out with her right now? You know, like, continue that interaction until it's logical end. If she has to go, fine, you know? If you have to go, no big deal. And it's important you got her number, because if you do get separated or things fizzle out or for some reason you which always happens, you know, like, you're not going to spend the entire night with every girl you meet. Now you have a way to see her again, but it's really important that you at least keep talking to her for a few minutes after getting her number, so that getting the number wasn't really the focus of the interaction. It was just a necessary means to seeing her again, in case one of you have to go.
And if you're in a high energy venue too, like a club or something, it's very likely that her friend could come along at any moment and go,
oh yeah,
you know, we're going to go to the bathroom or whatever. And you may never see her. And that doesn't mean that she, like, tried to escape you or whatever. She probably is having the time of her life, but she's got a lot of social pressure from her friends, and they might pull her away and say, hey, we got to go. So-and-so's, you know, crying in the bathroom. So-and-so is passed out. So we're getting kicked out, whatever. Like, I mean, I don't know why I thought of all those things first, but you know, there's any amount of legitimate reasons why she may leave, and she's not always going to go, oh, crap, he didn't get my number yet. I have to go back and tell him to ask for my number. Like, that's why you want to do it early, like you said, and make it just not a big deal. Like, it's just like, oh, cool, you're cool. So, you know, Josh taught me to basically have a little reason attached to getting her number as well. And it can be really simple. Just, hey, I might have to leave later, so why don't I get your number, and that way I can text you, you know, if I take off. And so that has a couple important things of saying, why don't I get your number? That's like a little psychological, you know, thing to tip the scale in your favor. It's not the most, you know, absolutely essential thing, but saying, why don't I get your number, instead of, you know, can I get your number is different psychologically, because, like, she's going to go, why wouldn't I give you my number? You seem cool, whatever. And so basically, yeah, just like you said earlier, just kind of get it out of the way early and don't make a big deal out of it. So then if she does happen to wander off with her friends, or she goes to another bar, or you go to another bar, or your friends maybe drag you off, you know, who knows what's going to happen, then you just have that taken care of. And using all the stuff that we talked about earlier, she's going to be super stoked that you're contacting her, you know. Mike's super awesome guy is hitting her up. And yeah, so that's good.
Definitely. I like the idea of getting it out of the way early, because yeah, if you're out at night, you have no idea where this night is going to take you. And how many times have we
been in a situation where you regret not getting a girl's number. You think, shit, it was going so well, but when we got separated and I lost her and I didn't get her number. Crap. Like, it's just a necessary means to seeing her again, and you should make this a habit. With every girl that you're talking to that you like, that you are attracted to, that you want to see, just make it a habit because you get better and better at it, and it'll become what it should be, which is not a big deal. And it's important to realize, you know, and you will if you don't already, that a phone number from a girl isn't that big of a deal. We have a lot of female friends. We know a lot of girls, and they give their numbers out all the time, regardless of how they feel about a guy, which is why you want to do all these things that Brad is saying to tip the scale in your favor, because girls will give their number out like it's freaking candy. Like, some of them do it because it makes them feel validated. You know, 10 guys asked for my number tonight. I'm hot shit. You know, I feel good about myself now. Some of them do it just because they're really polite, and they're like, well, I don't want to be rude, so here you go. If you seem like a nice guy, I won't say no. A lot of girls just can't say no. And if you do this the right way, she's going to remember you when you text her later, and she's going to be excited that you got her number and that you're going to see her, instead of it just being like, well, he was nice, and I didn't want to say no. But you should know right now that no matter what you do, no matter how good you do this, a certain percentage of girls are always going to flake on you and either not answer or be really non-receptive or tough to get in touch with. No matter what you do, a certain percentage of girls, I don't know what you'd say the percentage is, maybe 20% of girls, no matter what, are going to flake on you. So be prepared for that and don't get angry. It's really important to realize that dating is not like business, and a lot of guys can see that dating in a very logical way, which it isn't. It's not like a business meeting. Getting a girl's phone number is certainly not a contract that says she has to see you again. And most girls will give their number out in a moment because it feels right in the moment. But later, you know, when you text her or call her, you don't know what that moment is making her feel like now. She might not feel like it anymore, or she might forget about you, or she might have something else going on, or other guys contacting her that seem like better options. So you're constantly kind of battling for her attention. The more attractive she is, the harder it's going to be, which is why you want to do all these little things that can tip the scale in your favor. But understand that it's definitely not a guarantee that she's going to see you again. If you do all these things right, most girls will. You know, most girls are going to see you as an awesome, cool guy. And like Brad, super awesome guy, and they're going to be excited and want to see you again. But some girls, man, they just flake on everyone no matter what. You know, they flake on their parents, they flake on their friends, they flake on their girlfriends, they flake on work friends. They will certainly not give second thought to flaking on guys that they just met at a bar. So don't let it get to your head. You know, if girls ignore you, or if girls, even if you thought it went really well, you know, if some girls flake on you, stay persistent, be playful at it, but understand that some girls, it's just not to pan out with, and it's not a big deal. Don't let it get you down or anything. It happens to everyone. Brad, did you have something you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, the only thing is that even if she, like, flakes on the first thing, some guys will make a terrible, terrible mistake of, like, vilifying her for that, you know, being like,
yeah,
I don't understand, I thought we had a great time, I really liked you, I was excited to hang out, I don't understand, you know, just think about it from her perspective, like, who knows what happened, maybe your grandma died, like, who, you know, maybe she was hanging out with her friends, whatever, maybe she got busy at work, stressed, maybe she's in school and she forgot she had a paper due the next day, there's a million things. I mean, Just even if you do get flaked on, just stay positive and stay non-needy and just hit her up again. You know, be like, oh, hey, I'm going to that cool place that I mentioned last week, you know, if you want to join me. So even if you do get flaked on or, you know, whatever, then if you built a strong connection with her, she probably wants to see you. And so you can just, you can kind of stay with it, just not like constantly texting her like every single day, but we'll talk more about that later. And shoot,
definitely
something else I wanted to mention, but
yeah
that's,
well,
that's,
I think what you're saying is, like, you could be persistent, you just don't want to be needy, right and I think, you know, a lot of girls that I know, especially younger girls,
they just don't have the confidence to be direct and say, you know what, thanks, but I'm not interested in you. You know, and so they'll give their number out to a lot of guys, even if they're not that sure about it, and then the guys will text them, not hear anything, and be like, oh, what a bitch. Why would you give me a number if you didn't see me? You know, like, don't take that shit personally. Girls have so much shit going on in their head. It's not personal. It doesn't mean that you suck or that you did something wrong. Some girls just do that, and you can't control it, so just get ready for that right now, and don't let it faze you at all.
One more thing I should...
Yeah, I was just thinking of something as well. Also, if you text her or call her and you never get a response, which is possible, and it's happened to me, it's happened to everybody that I've talked to, you know, who's gone through this process, all that means is that you didn't build a strong enough connection with her, you know? So it's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, there's a learning opportunity. Next time, focus more on building a little bit more rapport, having a little more attraction, you know, whatever. That's all that means. It's happened to me plenty of times, and it's no big deal if they don't respond, you know?
Absolutely. I think sometimes a lot of guys, like I've done this before, you get into texting, or maybe you get like a cool texting product, or you read like our texting guide or something, and a lot of guys think that all they need is a girl's number, and they can get her attracted and get her to see them, but you can't build attraction from nothing over text, you know? Like, you have to have a solid initial interaction, and you want to get her number and then text her later in a way that's, like, you know, seamless and congruent with your interaction so that she remembers that connection and remembers you as more than just another guy on her phone who's trying to bang her, you know? Because she's going to have other guys that are doing that. Hey, what are you up to? What are you doing? Like, let's hang out. Really nice meeting you, and you want to be different and stand out a little bit. And I wanted to share one more cool little psychological trick that one of our friends in Las Vegas actually taught me recently, and that is that right when you're getting her number during the interaction, you can actually do a little self-fulfilling prophecy and set the frame that she's going to answer you. You can always be playful, but you can say something like, listen, you know, you're not one of those flaky girls who never responds to texts, are you? And, like, no girl's going to say, yes, I'm going to blow you off. No, every girl says, no, I'm not flaky, you know. And they say, cool, you know. I don't deal with flaky women, so no flakiness, all right? Like, that just sets a little thing in her mind saying, all right, I should answer this guy. Like, I just agreed that I'm not flaky. And when people agree to something that you want them to be, they start to become that within a certain amount of time.
Or you could say, listen, are you good at texting? I only text girls that are amazing texters. Like, you better be awesome. You better be bringing it when I text you. You know, something playful like that. Or like, I'm only gonna text you if you talk to me. You know, if you don't ignore my text, I'll stop texting you, and then you're gonna die old and lonely and be miserable. Or something over and funny that's just like she'll laugh at it. But it's also sort of subtly getting the point across. Like, I don't have patience for those moments. So answer to it. But in a playful way that's not needed. You know, it's not like, please answer me when I text you. I really want you to answer me. It's like a challenge. Like, you better answer me. If you don't, you're losing my approval, you know? Which is good. It can be really powerful, actually. Sent that to a girl recently. She's been incredibly responsive to my text. Because when I got her number, I was like, wait, you're not one of those girls who doesn't respond to text very fast, are you? She's like, oh my God, I'm amazing. You know, text me, I'll definitely respond. She was, like, so, like, defensive, you know, like, I promise I'll respond to you, you know, and it's because I was playful about it. Cool. So, that's about it that I wanted to say about getting phone numbers. We're going to talk a little bit more about texting in the future, specifically, like, how to text or call a girl to get a date set up, to get her to see you again. But it's really important, first, that you lay the groundwork when you get her number. You know, a lot of guys think that all they need to do is get her number and they're set, but it's not the way it goes. You know, there's a lot of chaotic things going on up there that could be out of your control, and you want to set this up in a way that's going to make, you know, the odds of her seeing you again as good as possible.
We got some time to take some questions now. If you guys have any questions, one person on the web, you can definitely ask questions in that little text box and submit them. And we'll get them. Or if you're on the phone, you do star 2, I think. Or is it pound 2, Brad?
Star 2.
star 2 to ask a question, and we'll see your hand up and we'll answer it. Cool. Here's one right now. What's up? Question?
Yeah. Do you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, yeah. Who's this?
This is Johnny from New York.
Hey.
What's up, man? Great information. Again, really awesome. Definitely going to apply that. My question is, what do you think is more effective for getting her to hang out, like just texting, or do you, like, preferably want to call her at least, you know, talk on the phone for a little bit before she meets up with you?
So that's a good question. When you meet a girl, like we said, if you're unsure, you can definitely ask her. I personally think texting is the best. It does depend on her age, and a lot of older women, I'd say like 30 and above, might be more receptive to calling, is what I found. But I almost always text a girl for a couple reasons. One, it's very low pressure. You know, when you first meet someone and they don't know you that well and you're trying to set up a date or something, you want to remove all barriers to make that difficult, and you don't want to put any pressure on it. Because a lot of girls will not respond to pressure. They'll run away from it. So if you call her, she's going to be thinking, crap, like, this guy wants to have a conversation with me. I need to, like, stop what I'm doing right now and have a conversation. And or if you leave a voicemail, like, crap, I got to call him back, and he's going to be waiting for me to have an entire conversation, and I just met him. I don't want to do that, you know. It's too much work. And she'll move on to the next guy who's not putting that pressure on her. Whereas a text, especially if it's playful and calls back those fun emotions, and she kind of brightens up her day, she can take her time. There's no pressure to respond right away. She can take her time and think about it. And it's a cool little, like, bite-sized bit of text that will sort of make her smile and feel good. And she doesn't have to do any work, really, to respond to that, especially if you do it in the right way. I would say, though, that when you're texting, to not fall into the trap of texting her a million times with fluff that doesn't really move the interaction forward. So we usually try and set up a date with a girl within like 5 or 6 texts, maybe less. It doesn't even take that much depending on the girl. But you don't want to dilly-dally and text her a million times, because that's a great way to fall right into the friend zone. When you text her, you want to keep it light, fun, and you want to really push for a meetup within a couple of texts in a fun way. Holy crap. You know, Wednesday night, I always go to this bar. It's super fun. You got to come and have a glorious adventure with me in this amazing little town called, you know, wherever you're at, New York or whatever. something cool and fun that she's going to see, have a little time to think about. She doesn't have pressure to respond right away. But it also shows that if you can text her right, it shows that you're like a savvy guy who gets it, because everyone texts these days. Like, it's really... a smartphone, how people communicate this way, it just shows that you get it, you know, that you're a guy who understands how shit works. Calling can sometimes, a lot of girls seem really old-fashioned and really like a lot of work. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I definitely see more, you know, more responses with that. And the other question is, okay, like, you get her number on a Saturday night, how long do you think you try to, like, set it up to meet up, like, during the week, like, right then, like, Tuesday night, like, try to...
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Totally.
Yeah, it's kind of an old-fashioned idea that you have to wait 3 days or something. Like, the whole point of waiting is to seem like you're non-needy, but you shoot yourself in the foot if you wait too long, because she's going to forget you, and she's going to forget those emotions that she felt when she was around you. So, I don't know, we usually text girls. If I get a girl's number on Saturday night, if I lose her that night, you know, I'll text her later that night. Say something cool, something fun. Even if she doesn't respond, at least I'm kind of out there. I'm on her radar as like a guy who should, it'll sort of lock it into her phone, and she'll be like, oh yeah, that guy. We got to hang out soon. And then I'll probably text her the day later, at most 2 days, depending on how busy you get and stuff. Great date nights are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Those are awesome date nights, just because most people aren't doing anything too crazy. But it would definitely be an awesome kind of break from work to go out with a cool, awesome guy that you met on Saturday.
Right. Great. Thanks, guys.
Cool. No problem, man.
All right. Next question we got from Rob, I think. What's up, Rob?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you great.
Oh, cool. So I'm on Skype, and it's a little laggy. Quick question. So I think Connor knows about it. I met this girl on Match.com, and she gave me a number, but I found out she's 17, and she's going to be 18 in 3 months. How do I deal with that?
I would keep going to find some other girls to hang out with.
Yeah, move on from that, man. I can't advise you on a 17-year-old girl. That wouldn't be appropriate. I would say, though, that everything that we're talking about right now, dude, Brad, we talked about this. We should have said this in the beginning. Everything we're talking about right now in terms of getting a girl's phone number and texting her and stuff, that applies to meeting a girl in person. We're not talking about online dating. We will talk about that in the future, but I think it's much more important that you're out there meeting girls in person. I don't know what happened with that one.
The biggest thing with that, Rob, too, is that it's actually really hard. Like even if you get a number from online dating, you know, like a lot of what we've been talking about is based on that connection that you've made. You know, when you meet her and you spike her attraction, she's like really into you, you make an emotional connection, you make a sexual connection. And that's all the stuff that you need when you ask her to hang out with you. Those are all going to like push it in your favor to hang out again because she's going to be so excited. And all that stuff is really hard to build online. I mean, I've definitely done that a lot. And I just found that, you know, even if I got a number at first, I would be like, oh, cool, I got a number. Sometimes I get a number within like one or two messages and I was like, sweet, cool. And then it turns into this like this really difficult texting. Like, I feel like I'm just like working uphill the whole way because I don't have any of those, you know, really powerful connections to work from. So that's why, you know, we're saying like you'll want to think about this more sort of offline because it's just a different ball game online. You're going to have to set up those connections in a much different way. And the biggest thing with that, you know, if you just want to know, is you'll want to like build the curiosity, attraction, and everything, and arrange the meetup before you ever ask for a number. So that would be the thing with online is. Just make sure that she's already like into the meeting up specifically, like, okay, cool, we're going to go to this restaurant at this time or on this day. So, okay, cool, we've agreed. Now just shoot me your number and I'll let you know when I'm there or whatever. So that's the biggest difference online, but you're definitely, man, that's not a great situation. You probably just want to steer clear for now and, you know,
just walk away, wrong, probably.
Nothing wrong with hooking up with, you know, 18-year-old, anybody who's legal in, you know, wherever you are, but you might as well not in this specific case, you know.
Yeah.
Good question, though.
Okay, cool. So we got another question coming in from, I don't know, just says number 3. Anybody on the line that has a question? I just unmuted you. 920-412-577. Hey, what's up, man?
Hello?
Hey. Yep. What's up?
Hey, I was just wondering, I was like kind of when a chick's flaking on you like constantly, at what point do you just give up or is you everything that you're trying, the banter and all that, just trying to be light about it, it's just not working. You just give it a little bit and just say, screw it.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, the whole point of getting a girl's number is to see her again, you know? So if it's not happening, you know, don't waste your time. But, yeah, that's a good question, actually, because, you know, sometimes we found that, you know, girls who are really flaky, you can turn it around by just being playful and persisting. But, I don't know, if you keep on persisting and you're not getting anything, I can't give you a number. It's kind of something you have to feel out, but... If you're trying and you feel like you're spinning your wheels, I mean, fuck it. You know, you don't have to waste your time on a girl who doesn't want to see you. Just take it as kind of go back into that interaction and see if there's anything you could have done differently, anything you could have done. And if not, you know, if it is, learn a lesson. And if not, like I said, some girls just flake on everyone and there's nothing you can do about it. But certainly don't feel bad about it or waste your time. Just move on and meet other girls who are going to be really excited to see you.
Okay. Sometimes, yeah, because I've had a situation, like, lately, so.
yeah, you know, this one really important part of that is like looking, you know, just always be on the search while, you know, while you're single, while you're trying this stuff out, while you're working on yourself and constantly improving, just you're going to be getting more numbers, you're going to be meeting more girls, and it'll help to if you ever do text that particular girl again, it'll help just, you know, psychologically to yourself to feel less needy with that interaction, because you're going to have other girls that you're talking to as well. And so, yeah, maybe you throw her a text once every week or whatever, and it's going to be coming from a good place, because you're going to be going on dates with other girls, and you're going to feel that confidence and that non-neediness. So that's important too. If you checked out the How to Date Multiple Women product, there's this the 6 steps of polyamory, and one of the steps is the search, and that's basically the idea that even if you are dating multiple women, you always, like, as long as you're making that decision to be single and open to dating multiple women, you want to keep going. You know, you don't want to stop just because you're dating 2 girls, or you're dating 3 girls, or whatever. You want to keep going, and because every single new interaction, you're going to be learning tons of lessons. So it's the same in this step as well. You know, you want to keep the search active. You want to keep pushing yourself and meeting new people, and then as you do that, those, you know, the flaky girls, maybe they'll come around. You know, maybe they were, maybe their ex-boyfriend came back into the scene, and they've been kind of sorting that out, and then in a month she's going to be like, hey, what are you up to? You know, like, who knows? You just want to stay positive and not needy, and the best way to do that is to keep going out there and keep working on yourself, keep improving, and keep meeting new girls.
That sounds good. Thanks.
All right. It's been a good call so far. So if there's anyone else who has questions right now, we got a few more minutes to answer them. Otherwise, yeah, we'll call it a day. Just hit *2 if you got a question. But yeah, Brad, it's been a good call. I guess I just want to wrap things up by saying, oh, this is what I wanted to say. Cool. So I want to give you guys an assignment a little bit. Given what we just talked about, obviously I want you guys to be going out and sort of practicing this stuff, because that's what you're doing a lot on your program. But yeah, I want you to go out sometime this week or weekend and use everything that we've been teaching you, the banter, the warming up, touching, the understanding the signals that she's into you, all of that. And when you're talking to a girl that you like, who's cute, it's attractive, that maybe makes you a little bit nervous, go for the number using what we just taught you. You know, it doesn't matter if you get rejected or not. It doesn't matter if it doesn't work. Just that you want her and you went for it. And you're going to feel probably a little nervous beforehand. If you don't feel nervous, then you're not doing it right, and you should find a girl who makes you a little bit nervous. But you're going to feel amazing afterwards. And especially if you do all the things that we're telling you, you know, get her number at a high point in the interaction when she's laughing, having fun, tell her to do it, make it easy for her, give it right there, give her a reason why you should hang out, and be playful about it, give her a little nickname on your phone, make a little joke about it, make it something cool, feel any one of those lines that we gave you, feel them, you know, write them down. Yeah, just make sure that when you're talking to a girl that you like, that you go for it. If you're not doing this already, and yeah, tell us, you know, how it went on the next call. It should be sometime next week.
What was the? I'm cool. Curious, I wasn't here last week. What was the challenge last week? Did we do one?
Oh, that's right. What did we do last week? Last week we talked about what to do if a girl says she has a boyfriend, and then my challenge to the guys, my assignment was to kind of review your social life and think about. Come up with 3 girls that you're friends with, just friends that you can go out with and that can help you, like, meet girls, and you can help them meet guys, kind of a thing. And if you don't have that, then kind of review your life and figure out how you can get them. So I hope you guys have done that. I hope you took it to heart.
Does anybody have any results from that? I'm just curious if anybody does, you know, they could raise their hand or whatever. It'd be cool to talk about.
Start to, okay, if you want to talk about that.
We got a couple stars.
All right. Wait, hold on. Shit,
exit that back out. Hold on. Alan Green, what's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, I actually did have some success with that whole just kind of going along with the girl saying that she has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It actually got to a point where she started talking about how she's already cheating on him.
Oh.
Yeah. I wasn't entirely sure how to handle that one.
Well, it really depends on what you want. I mean, did you want to hook up with her?
I did, but when I realized that she was living with the guy and it was kind of a serious thing, that was, I didn't want to touch that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a moral question that I can't really, that really just depends on your own moral beliefs that I cannot really advise you on. You know, we've all got our own values and beliefs. But yeah, if you're, some guys are comfortable with that, some guys aren't. I will say that I have learned a lesson along those lines where I ended up dating a girl who was with a guy. She was dating a guy. She cheated on him with me, and we ended up dating. And obviously, I could never trust that girl because I knew firsthand that she cheated on the last guy she was with, and I could never trust that she wouldn't do it with me. But at the same time, you know, like, if you just wanted to look, it depends how you feel about that. It's really your call. I can't really tell you either way.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, I can see how that could seem kind of sleazy or weird or like make you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are weird, man. Every girl's got her own sort of viewpoint and set of values, and that's weird that she probably wanted you. She's probably setting it up to try and hook up with you, but that's really like your call there. What'd you do?
I just kind of kept talking to her, but I didn't really push for anything, you know? Because that just would have made me feel dirty doing that.
Yeah, cool.
Well,
that's your answer right there. You know, I mean, if it doesn't feel good to you, like Connor said, you know, we all have our own values and beliefs, and you know, I could definitely see sometimes where, just personally, me personally, I wouldn't feel like horrible, but if that would only be in, like, a situation where it was, like, really temporary or something. Like, maybe if I was in another country and I was, like, I knew I'd never see them, I don't know anybody, whatever. But most of the time, that would eat away at me, so.
Yeah, this is kind of in my hometown.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I might have even known the guy, and that would have made things even worse.
Dude, and you don't want to be on the other end of some guy, like, pounding on your door, you know. Because think about yourself. Think about, I mean, as guys, we're kind of retards when it comes to that, right? I mean, we're like,
oh, yeah.
How the fuck could you do that to me? You know, we don't think about the girl. We're like, this bastard, you know, he's like taking my property or whatever. It's retarded. You don't even want to get involved in that if there's any sort of logical way that you're going to be around it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's another thing to just steer clear of. But I can definitely understand that dilemma and that question. I think it's a really, really good idea to start thinking about those questions and going through those because, yeah, you're gonna have a lot of, you know, sort of quality problems, they say, or champagne problems as you start meeting more and more women, you know, gaining more you know, sexual experience and stuff. I know I've had to consider things that I sort of never really thought I'd ever think about before.
Mm-hmm.
I get there and I go, what do I really believe about this situation? What's that based? So it's a really good sign. It's a moment of growth right there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks.
Definitely.
Guys.
Definitely. Thanks, man. Good question. I would definitely say that, you know, it's really a mark of a high value, attractive guy that he knows what his values are and knows what he stands for. So like, props to you that you didn't, you know, you weren't comfortable and you knew that and so you didn't, like Brad said, everyone has their own values, and you're going to sort of, as you go through your life and you grow and learn these things, you'll sort of be confronted in situations where, yeah, you're going to have to make a decision on what you're cool with and what you're not. But it's important that you do make that decision and you stand by it, and you know what you're cool with and what you're not. So props to you on that. Cool. We got one more question here. What's up, dude?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to share about that, you know, the last week's call. Like, I noticed how often that happens. Like where girls always say that they have a boyfriend. I spoke to one girl, and I said that. I was like, oh, you only got one boyfriend? I was like, I thought you'd be better than that. Like, she was like really invested in me, and she was like, it was like really super, super helpful. But then the other thing, I did that. I brought one of my friends, this girl. She's a girlfriend of mine. And we're just friends. I really liked her as a friend. And I did that. I went out. I introduced her to other guys. I made, like, a lot of really good friends, like, with these two guys. I introduced her. I went talking to everyone. But the thing is, she was just my friend. And, like, and her car broke down. She ended up staying back at my house. And I accidentally slept with her.
I accidentally slept in cider.
And, like, I didn't even drink. And, like, but now I'm, like, not on good terms, you know? Like, she's,
why aren't you on good terms?
Well, because she knows that I'm just her friend, and she kind of knows what I'm into. Like, I go out with her, and, like, you know, I kind of, like, I'm a little bit use her. I mean, she's my friend. Like, I'm good to her. Like, I fixed her car for her, but, like, she knows I go out with her, and, like, I use her to help me meet women, and, like, I always break down the interactions, like, what I do right, what I do wrong, and, like, she hears about it, so she kind of knows that I'm not really, like, invested in her, and then, like, right. I kind of fuck her, and, like...
Here's a really important question. Does she know that you're polyamorous?
she knows what my goals are. She knows what my intentions are, you know, like, and she really let me have it, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you're just approval-seeking, this and that, like... you know, like,
do you think she has feelings for you?
I think she's into me, yeah. You know, like I said, like, as I'm practicing this, I'm feeling more confident. Like, the one woman I was talking to, she had a boyfriend, like, and I knew she really had one, but I could tell she was really invested in me, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, maybe this guy's a better option. And I think she sees that, you know what I mean? She sees, like, that my dominant behavior and my confidence and being fun, and, like, yeah, she definitely is into me, you know, like.
Well, you know, this process that you're going through is literally making you more and more attractive every day. I mean, it's like watching, if you had this same girlfriend of yours, if she were going through a process of getting hotter and hotter every day, like, she was, like, on a fitness plan, and she, like, learned how to, you know, she got some really sexy clothes, and she, like, somehow found a magical pill to make her boobs bigger, you know, like, whatever. Like, and you were watching that process, you probably get more and more attracted to her, and that's what she's going through right now. I mean, she's watching you go through this process, and you're sharing this detail. She's watching you become more and more attractive. I mean, who could blame her, you know? Like, who could blame her, like, being attracted to you? You just have to make absolutely sure to tell her that, you know, you're polyamorous, that you're dating multiple women, and she has to be cool with that, because if she starts to fall in love with you, then it's gonna ruin your friendship, and it's likely going to hurt you a lot, and it's gonna hurt her a lot. So you'll want to be really careful about that. What do you think about that situation, Connor?
Yes, I would second everything that you just said, Brad, and that is just that it's really important to be open and honest and know what you want, which it sounds like you do. Like, if you're, like, wishy-washy, like, I kind of like her more than a friend, but, like, you know you want to keep her as a friend, and that's awesome. She's probably starting to see you as more than that. And, you know, think about a girl that you felt the same way about, that maybe was just wanted you to be, put you in the friend zone, but you wanted more, you know, like, you're on the other side of that, and it can be kind of awkward, but it's really important to be honest and upfront as soon as you see that happening and not let it continue, especially if you care about her as a friend. And I think it is kind of your role as a man to see that coming and hit it off and sort of, you know, you might, you might tell a girl, like, hey, here's how it is, and she'll be like, cool, I'm totally cool with that. But a lot of girls will say they're cool as shit when they're not cool.
Yeah.
Keep you in her life. And you want to make sure that not only are you being honest, but that she's cool with it and she's being honest about that. So even if she says, cool, we're just friends, you know, she still seems like she's attracted to you, hanging out with you. Look, you got to kind of check her on that sometimes. And that is kind of you being a good friend of hers, taking care of her feelings, you know? Like, it's a guy's job sometimes to look out for that kind of thing.
So I'd advise you to, you know, be careful with that, but definitely just be open and honest, and you should be fine.
Have you read the How to Date Multiple Women product, by the way?
No. I invested all my cash into Black Ops.
that'll definitely help to inform situations like this, because it basically lays out a step-by-step process for, you know, what you need to do and what you need to tell people that you're getting involved with, so that everybody's cool, nobody gets hurt, and you can have all the crazy sex you want with, you know, all sorts of people, or have all the different types of relationship you want with them, and everyone's going to understand, you know. And one of those steps, by the way, of the process is reinforcement. And what Connor was saying is really true. Sometimes you may tell her, you may clear the air and go, hey, I just have to let you know, you know, I really think you're an amazing friend, and I really appreciate, you know, everything that we have. But, you know, I just need to make sure that we understand each other, that I'm polyamorous, and you know, whatever your personal boundaries are, you let her know that, and she may very well go, oh yeah, I totally understand, yeah, totally. But she, with her actions, she might start, you know, trying to get more and more of an emotional, like, connection with you. Like, she might try more and more to be, like, girlfriendy. And I think you know what I mean by that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I left some stuff over at your place. And, oh, now, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night, even though you just hung out tonight, or whatever. And you want to be aware of that. And probably, you know, like Connor said, probably just, it kind of sounds like you already know what's going on here, and you might just want to put an end to it now. And
yeah. Well,
so that's
like, I don't want to see her again.
Okay, like, well, there you go. Yeah, totally. So just.
Oh, well, that's easy then.
Yeah.
Cool. Cut her off. Yeah. I mean, it sucks for her, but it's way better to do that to her now than, like, down the road, you know? Like, it's the right thing to do. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We got one more question, and we'll wrap this up. Are you good? Are you good, John?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No problem.
All right, cool. Man, great question. All right, one more question from that 19 number without a name. What's up, man?
Hey, I just kind of wanted to add on to what you were just talking about. Like, from my experiences, some girls will see, like, your polyamory as a challenge. They'll actually end up trying harder and, like, investing a lot in you, trying to beat out the other women. And I ended up with a really crazy situation like that once, and it ended very badly. But I haven't read the How to Date Multiple Women part, but I tried doing it a couple of years ago before I even got into the whole Tao system. And this chick just, and it took it as basically a challenge to beat out all the other women.
Yep.
And it's crazy.
Yeah, and that's where the reinforcement comes in. You want to reinforce early and often that, you know, this is the type of relationship that you're in, and it will never be anything more.
Yeah, and those things always have an expiration date on them, too, you know? Like, you can't, when you're dating multiple girls and you're telling them, like Brad just said, this will always be not exclusive, this is how it is, every girl is going to be so attracted to, you know, not every girl, but the girls that are going to be so attracted to that. Yeah, they're going to try and claim you. They're going to try and compete against each other and win you over. Like, every one of my female friends, the guys that they're most attracted to are the ones that seem kind of wild and untamable. They all want to tame that guy and get him for themselves. So, yeah, it's on you to kind of check that and keep it into a balance. And if any girl gets too crazy or too much to handle, you cut her off. You have to. It's just the way it goes.
Word.
Cool. Well, I hope that answered his question. It looks like he either dropped out or hung up the phone or muted or whatever. He lost him. But that was all awesome questions, guys. It's been a great call. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. Definitely we'll send out a recording of this later, like we always do, put it on the page. And, yeah, then I'm off to Chicago for another program, so I'm excited to meet you guys on that and probably have another call next week.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the call, Brad.
thanks for calling in, guys. It's been awesome. And again, yeah, your assignment is to go out and go for a girl's number that you really want using what we just taught you. So interested to hear about how that goes for you next week. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.